Hello, everybody, and welcome to Falcons Film Session. I am DJ Shockley. Falcons coming off a huge win this past Sunday versus the Detroit Lions. Got a couple great plays for you. Let's jump right in and talk about the pick six that happened in this ballgame right before the halftime. Now, on this play, the Falcons are going to run play action. So every time you run play action, the quarterback's back is always to the defense. When you're back into the defense as a quarterback, you have to make sure when you snap your head around, the first thing you do is find this middle field safety. The safety on the snap of the ball is going to go back to the middle of the field, but he's also going to be watching the eyes of Matt Ryan. So as the play gets started, you're going to see Matt checks, he audibles, and then he's going to go into the play action mode. But here's where the action comes. You see his head is turned, so his back is to the defense. Here's the safety in the middle of the field. He's watching Matt's eyes, and you have Julio coming over here on this what we call a bang eight kind of skinny post here. The play continues. The first thing Matt has to do is to find his safety. But as you can see, look at his head. His head is looking right at Julio Jones on this particular end cut here. And you can see the safety. He is already driving on the ball because Matt does not find the safety in the middle of the field. Something very uncharacteristic of Matt not to find that safety. And you see he runs straight up under it, and he's already breaking on the football. That's a good play by Glover Coyne right there for the interception. So use your quarterback. You must get your head around. Matt came right around, looked right at Julio. Safety was able to drive on the football. End result was a pick six. All right, let's jump right into the next play. This is what you call getting your offense from a bad play into a good play. The Detroit Lions want to blitz this defender right off the edge. But the Falcons are running this outside zone right into it. Now, as a smart quarterback, a guy who's been around for a while, usually running into a blitz is not good, and the Falcons have what's called a built-in hot on the backside just in case Matt Ryan needs it. And sometimes you come to the line of scrimmage, there are plays that are built in. Some are already called. You can't get out of it. But now he has a built-in hot on the backside, so he doesn't have to give the ball to Tevin Coleman and get blown up for a loss of yardage play here. So as the play gets started, you can see the blitz off the edge here, and there's your backside. Outside leverage by this defender. Hooper has good leverage on him. And it's a good job of creating space, and you have a nice, easy completion. It's first and goal. This is what it's all about. Matt Ryan doing some things that never shows up on a stat sheet, but getting his team from a bad play into a good play. All right, let's get into the last play of the ball game, which was very dramatic, but came out on the positive end for the Atlanta Falcons. Down here on the goal line, the one play I want you to watch is Brian Poole, but also you have used on the goal line. Teams love to love this little rub play here where he comes out this way, and here comes the inside receiver here. Most teams, when you're playing man coverage with the Falcons already in man coverage here, these two guys swapping the routes. They say, hey, if he goes outside, you take him. If he goes inside, I'll take him. The one thing I want you guys to notice is Brian Poole does not lose ground. He stays right here on this 1 yard line because if he backs up any, then he has a free line into here for the touchdown. But he does a good job of staying on this plane, so it forces Golden Tate to belly, which ends up on the 2 yard line, and why he ends up getting the knee down there on the 1 yard line. As the play gets started, watch him reroute. Here's the reroute by Brian Poole. He reroutes him here, but look where he is. He is still on his goal line, and you see the belly here. He's already having to come back here and belly. So now by him staying on that even plane of the goal line, he forces him to belly, and then the knee goes down, and he does a good job of getting a hand on the receiver. Brian Poole knew he had to get a hand on him, but also did a good job of rerouting, but also holding his ground, forcing him to belly, and that ultimately was the key to the game, was holding the Detroit Lions to that one-yard loss there where he did not go in the end zone. Thank you guys for joining me for Falcons Film Session. I am DJ Shockley. Looking forward to seeing you next week from plays from the Buffalo Bills game.